This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Well, what is friendship? What does true friendship look like? I mentioned yesterday that in a book called The Hazards of Being Male, Herb Goldberg said that 85% of Americans don't have true friends. And possibly it's true out here in this country. As we get older, we have experienced some difficulties with friends. Many of us have been lied to, rejected or ignored by people we thought were for our friends, once bitten, twice shy, is that old saying. And so sometimes you just be a bit careful. Can you trust your friends? What are some of the good signs that indicate that you've got a true friend that'll support you no matter what? There's someone you can trust. They won't put you down. They won't deliberately hurt your feelings. They'll be kind. They'll have respect for you, love you, because they choose to, not because they feel that they should. You enjoy their company. They're loyal. They're trustworthy. They can laugh when you laugh, and they'll stick around when things get tough. Someone who is there to listen to you. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Friendship with oneself is all important, because without it, one cannot be friends with anyone else in the world." So I think that's an essential step. If you don't accept yourself, how can you accept others? You may have made mistakes in the past. You might think, I can't forgive myself. But if you want to be a friend, be interested in other people. If you want to be an interesting person, you should be first interested in other people. Great thing to be curious about things, to cultivate interest about other things. And be enthusiastic about people when they talk to you, because it'll work well. People will feel appreciated and they'll love to be around you. As Benjamin Franklin, who said, make use of your friends by being of use to them. A true friend doesn't wait till someone asks his help. Instead, he takes the initiative to help. I know it's easier said than done, but you've got to be on the lookout to help, to be sensitive. And often you can find others' needs through what they say or don't say. You might see it in their body language. Do you trust other people? Can you keep their confidence? And if you treat others as good people, as trustworthy people, they'll treat you the same way. True friends are more interested in giving than receiving. They're the ones, of course, that go the extra mile. And what does true friendship say according to the Bible? Well, look, I think this is a very interesting thing. The Lord Jesus gave, I think, the best and the greatest definition in John chapter 15. He said, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I don't call you servants anymore, Jesus said, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So Jesus is the example of a true friendship. Of course, a friend is prepared to lay down his life for another friend. There's another example, and we haven't got time today to look at it in some detail. In the Old Testament, a friendship between David and Saul's son, Jonathan, who in spite of his father's pursuit of David, that was Saul, and Saul was trying to kill him, these two men stood side by side of friends. It's it's a beautiful story of friendship. You can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 18 through to chapter 20. The Proverbs from the Old Testament is another source of advice. If you're looking for advice about friendship, it says a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17 verse 17. Proverbs 18, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. So sometimes you need to speak out, and that should not harm friendship. Can two walk together, says Amos 3 verse 3, except that they be agreed. So friends are of like mind. A friend is someone that you can be yourself with and don't fear that that person's going to judge you. They can speak kindly and talk to you truthfully. And Paul says, scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but perhaps for a good man someone might dare to die, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus, of course, is our greatest friend. Heavenly Father, thank you. We know that a friend is someone who knows about us, who loves us just the same, and you, Lord, are the greatest friend that we can know. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.